So this month, we got the announcement that Maria Shriver and Arnold Schwarzenegger, actor Arnold Schwarzenegger, governor, former governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Maria Shriver, former journalist and, of course, member of the Kennedy family, married for 25 years, announced their divorce. That, as they say, was not the end of the story. We know a lot more about what happened during that marriage, and both the Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver are lawyered up at this point, anticipating a divorce trial that will certainly not be pleasant for either of them, but we may know a lot more about that. Sharon Waxman joins us now, founder and editor-in-chief of TheWrap.com. She got up early for us this morning in Los Angeles, California. You can't be knowledgeable about the entertainment industry without reading The Wrap, but I gather it's also California politics that you're involved in suddenly. Sharon, where does this stand as a blow for the industry, Schwarzenegger announcing his career is on hold, and for California politics?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a whole lot that we're still processing in this story, which is really did hit everyone. And I mean everyone, meaning people in the media, people in Hollywood, people in California politics, as a surprise. And that's for a few different reasons. First of all, you know, nobody who, was paying attention at all would be surprised to learn that Arnold Schwarzenegger might have had affairs. But the thing is that Maria Shriver is somebody who had, first of all, they're a premier power couple just in all different kinds of spheres, right? We've known Arnold for 30 years as a movie star, and in the past number of years, he just stepped down, as governor of California. And we've already been through that cycle of allegations of him groping people, of him fooling around, of sexual harassment allegations. And Maria Shriver stood by him through that. So when there was an announcement that that they were separating after 25 years, and that she had left the house. They have a beautiful home in Brentwood with four kids, where Arnold had just moved back after commuting back and forth to Sacramento for being governor. It was shocking, and people were sort of trying to figure out what was going on, which was why when the other shoe dropped a few days later, and Arnold Schwarzenegger admitted that he had parented this child in the family home with the housekeeper, then suddenly it made a little bit more sense, but people were still kind of, we really thought we couldn't be shocked very much by very much that goes on in Hollywood or politics. This was a shock.
Indeed. Sharon Waxman is who we're speaking with, founder and editor-in-chief of TheWrap.com, talking about the details that have emerged about the relationship of Maria Shriver and Arnold Schwarzenegger and the fathering of this out-of-wedlock child with a member of the Schwarzenegger household. Tracy Weber also joins us from New York. She's a senior reporter for ProPublica. She wrote an investigative report on Schwarzenegger before he was elected for the Los Angeles Times. Tracy, first of all, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Describe the kind of pushback you got when you began to investigate some of the allegations, and then, of course, the details that we're learning now that Sharon Waxman described over your sort of long coverage of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, I actually, to clarify, I was at the time he was running for election in California. I was doing an investigative project on a troubled hospital with a history of, you know, harming or killing patients in L.A., and they pulled me into the story because there was a very short election cycle, and there were 8 weeks before he announced he was running the election, and there had been all these allegations that he had been behaving inappropriately with women, he had groped women on his movie sets, and they wanted me to help out. A team of reporters were already looking into that, and they, you know, because I did the kind of thing where I was convincing people to tell their secrets, they brought me into it. And, you know, I was very, very reluctant. But once I started talking to these women and they were describing their stories, and they were women just like me. They were assertive, strong women who were on his movie sets, and he, you know, groped them inappropriately, stripped naked in front of them. One of the assistant directors he grabbed her and laid on top of her just wearing his underwear and didn't let her up until her walkie-talkie crackled. And I began to feel that this was something voters really did need to know, that these women had these allegations. And, you know, we, as the LA Times documented the cases of, you know, 16 women prior to the election, and these were not all the women, because I spoke with some women who wouldn't let their stories be used. And then the election happened, and Maria stood by him and said and discounted the allegations, even though her husband didn't flat out deny any of this. And the voters decided it really didn't matter, and he was elected. And so at the time, you know, there was very much this feeling that all of those allegations didn't matter.
Tracy Weber is our guest, senior reporter for ProPublica, wrote an investigative report on Arnold Schwarzenegger before he was elected governor of the state of California for the Los Angeles Times. Well, to both of you, the question has to be asked, who gave Arnold Schwarzenegger a pass for all these years? Was it Maria Shriver's loyalty? Was it the voters of California? Or was it the media? Tracy, you begin.
I have to say that as the media, I do wonder if, you know, we really documented cases, these cases. And, you know, after you do all of that, and I actually felt extraordinarily bad afterwards because I convinced these women to go on the record, and then they were held out to dry. And actually people were, you know, vicious to these women afterwards and to me and to the LA Times for even covering that story.
Wow. Sharon, what do you think?
You know, 10,000 readers canceled their subscriptions said we tried to do something horrible.
Yeah.
I think that the media maybe didn't pursue anything further aggressively because it was clear that no one cared about it.
Sharon?
I think that's a really good point. And, you know, we have to really take a moment and give props to the LA Times and to reporters Tracy and the team who did that, because they did something really courageous and they took so much crap for it afterwards. I also covered that campaign. I was at the Washington Post at the time, and we were chasing those same stories, and you know, we couldn't come close to the resources that you guys were putting on it. And I remember reading that story because there were little threads of it. It was bubbling up and bubbling up, and then you guys made it a major issue in the campaign. I think most of the reporters who were covering that campaign could not believe, first of all, the margin by which Arnold Schwarzenegger won,
which he did,
given his credentials and given those stories. So I think that there's something, you know, because you asked before about California politics and how it affects that. You know, Arnold stepped down. He's not running for anything. You know, he's done with his term. So in the immediate, it doesn't necessarily affect anything in the state right this minute, but it really does color how we look back and frame what happened in the past number of years since the Gray Davis administration. And it also should make us really think about, I mean, and here's the other thing, John, that's really, really important, because you asked about who's impacted, which is Maria Shriver, to a great extent, should be credited with getting Arnold elected, because the fact that she stood by him and said, he's my husband, I love him, and I accept him, and I believe what he says, and if he made some mistakes, he's a man, and he stood up and he said that. I think that many, many voters accepted that.
Well, it makes this story such kind of towering narrative of politics, of entertainment. And Sharon Waxman, a founder and editor-in-chief of TheWrap.com, thanks so much. Also, thanks to Tracy Weber, senior reporter for ProPublica. She wrote an investigative report on Schwarzenegger before he was elected for the Los Angeles Times. Thanks to both of you. Two words for all of you out there, takeaway listeners, Total Recall. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.